As you might expect, Onyango was very strict with his children. He worked them hard and would not allow them to play outside the compound because he said other children were filthy and ill-mannered. Whenever Onyango went away, I would ignore these instructions because children must play with other children, just as they must eat and sleep. But I would never tell your grandfather what I did, and I would have to scrub the children clean before your grandfather came home. This was not easy, especially with Barak. That boy was so mischievous. In Onyango's presence, he appeared well-mannered and obedient, and never answered back when his father told him to do something. But behind the old man's back, Barak did as he pleased. When Onyango was away on business, Barak would take off his proper clothes and go off with the other boys to wrestle or swim in the river, to steal the fruit from the neighbors' trees, or ride their cows. The neighbors were afraid to go directly to Onyango, so they would come to me and complain about these things. But I could not get mad at Barak, and would always cover up his foolishness from Onyango, for I loved him as my own son. Although he did not like to show it, your grandfather was also very fond of Barak, because the boy was so clever. When Barak was only a baby, Onyango would teach him the alphabet and numbers, and it was not long before the son could outdo the father in these things. This pleased Onyango, for to him, knowledge was the source of all the white man's power, and he wanted to make sure that his son was as educated as any white man. He was less concerned with Sarah's education, although she was also quick like Barak. Most men thought educating their daughters was a waste of money. This created more friction between Sarah and her younger brother, especially because she knew that Barak was not always serious about his studies. Everything came too easily to him. At first he went to the mission school nearby, but he came back after the first day and told his father that he could not study there because his class was taught by a woman, and he knew everything she had to teach him. This attitude he had learned from his father, so Onyango could say nothing. The next closest school was 6 miles away, and I began to walk him to this school every morning. His teacher there was a man, but Barak discovered this didn't solve his problems. He always knew the answers, and sometimes he would even correct the teacher's mistakes before the whole class. The teacher would scold Barak for his insolence, but Barak would refuse to back down. This caused Barak many canings at the hand of the headmaster, but it also might have taught him something, because the next year, when he switched to a class with a woman teacher, I noticed that he didn't complain. Still, he was bored with school, and when he became older, he would stop going to school altogether for weeks at a time. A few days before exams, he would find a classmate and read through the lessons. He could sit down and teach himself everything in just a few days, and when the marks came in, he would always be first. The few times he didn't come in first, he came to me in tears, for he was so used to being the best. But this happened only once or twice. Usually he would come home laughing and boasting of his cleverness.